Plans to supersize a prison in rural Waikato could put a criminal strain on local infrastructure, including housing, access to GPs and schools. The government's announced it is spending $1.9 billion on the prison system, including the expansion of Waikerea Jail. That will go from 445 beds to about 1,850. It is also planning to recruit nearly 700 frontline staff, including 470 corrections officers, many of whom will be needed to staff the mega prison. So where will they all live? Rebecca Fraser is the Te Awamutu branch manager for Property Brokers, and she joins us now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. You're potentially going to get lots of new residents. I'm wondering, how many rentals right now have you got on your books?
On our books, so within Tikawiri, Otrahonga, Kihikihi and Te Awamutu, we have about 200 rentals. And in Te Awamutu and Kiki, we have 4 available currently, but they're not. A lot of them aren't advertised for rent because we are able to fill them with people we know who are looking.
So in Te Awamutu, you said 4, was it?
Yes, 4. Yep, 4 are available, and I think only 2 are advertised currently looking for tenants.
Right, and you're the closest town to the prison, basically.
Yes, Kiki and Te Awamutu, yes.
So what kind of travelling distance would be people looking at renting some of the places that you say there, the 200, the, you know, 200 that are spread further out?
Well, Tikawiri would be approximately 35, 40-minute drive, and then if you're in Te Awamutu, it's 10 to 15 minutes, absolute max.
So when you said you can fill a lot of them from people who are getting in touch, I mean, what kind of demand have you got there locally?
A huge demand already, and that's why we don't advertise all of the rentals we have. We get inundated with people looking. We can fill them often. We'll be selling someone's home and they need a rental at the end of it. You know, people we have in our own contacts list, we sort of work through those people prior to putting the rentals live for the open market.
So potentially hundreds more corrections officers and related staff coming into the district, starting from next year when the extra beds come online. How equipped might the town be to cope with that?
I think as far as housing, people wanting to buy, there's certainly ability there. We're currently in the buyer's market and there's an oversupply of homes for sale. Rental is definitely going to be a struggle for people to get rental accommodation. That said, with the law changes around Brightline, we may see more people buying rental properties as investments. But we also may see the opposite, where with Brightline rules reducing the timeframe, we may see people wanting to sell their rental portfolios as well. So, we don't know how that will look.
So how much does a 3-beddy in Te Awamutu cost you a week? Roundabout.
Three bedroom. We've got quite a few new builds and they are late sixes, sort of that 680. If they are an older home, then you're kind of around the 550 to 600 maybe.
680 sounds quite expensive for a smallish town.
There's such a high demand. You get a lot of people thinking that the higher the rent, the better quality the tenant, but that's not always the case. We sort of say working families can't afford these rents that are $680, $700 a week, especially if they're one income with a young family.
Yeah, and a prison officer's starting salary is $65K. So,
You would get a reasonable 3-bedroom for sort of $550 to $580, but the new builds are generally all around that $650 and over. So,
what about other services like, you know, getting your kids into school or signing up to a GP? You're local, so give us a bit of insight.
Yes.
I mean, how long do you have to get in the queue for the GP?
GP, if it's non-urgent, 3 weeks, 3-week wait to see your GP. If it is urgent, there's obviously the ability to go in and sit there and wait, but you're waiting hours on end. Schooling, I guess ministry says there's no dire need for another school here, but that said, when they're getting people schools to utilise staff rooms as a classroom, libraries before they're accommodating for new buildings, and then when they are putting the new buildings, they're using up that green space, which I guess New Zealand rural schools, we have that privilege of having a large green space, but that is shrinking year by year.
So you might need some more infrastructure just in town.
We definitely need some more infrastructure, and that's an ongoing debate with council, I guess, when they're releasing these growth cells around the area. There was a lot of sections that came on because there was apparently the demand, but now what we're seeing is less people coming into the area. The sections are sitting, they're not moving. I know I read something this morning saying basically new home consents were down 37% over the last 2 years, and our local council has confirmed that there's been a drastic drop in people applying for consent.
Thanks for your local insight, Rebecca. Really interesting. That is Rebecca Fraser, and she is the branch manager in Te Awamutu for property brokers there.